More than 200 singers from throughout the Northeast will converge on the picturesque village of Lenox, Massachusetts this coming weekend to participate in the second Lenox Caroling Festival. Choirs and choruses will perform al fresco on porches of businesses throughout the village. The groups from the Berkshires, the Boston area, and as far away as Delaware will compete for cash prizes. The repertory selected by choral leaders ranges from favorite carols to more esoteric music of the Renaissance and medieval periods, along with modern tunes and contemporary arrangements of traditional holiday music. Here to tell us more about the Lenox Caroling Festival, we welcome good friends to this program, Richard Wise and Andrea Goodman. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for
having
us.
Thanks for coming. Having us.
Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for coming in and telling us about this. How did this all come about?
Well, this is kind of based on a program that I ran in a little village in South Dartmouth about 30 years ago. But the Lenox Caroling Festival is a lot bigger than the original Paden Aram Caroling Festival that I put together back there. This is really a town-wide competition, and as you pointed out, we'll have 200 carolers in the village all day Saturday.
It's a lot of singers, Andrew.
Well, it's 10 choirs with average of 20 people in each one, so it's fascinating now because they're coming from all over the place, and some of them are already competition winners in other venues, so I'm very interested to see what's going to happen with them.
So, typically when you have a caroling festival, people will come together, or not even a festival, but caroling in a community, people will come together from the community and they will do this. So, but this has a competition aspect to it.
That's right, because there are cash prizes and so choirs were interested in competing and actually coming to Lenox not only to do their 20-30 minutes on porches, but then to see each other sing and then perhaps walk away with a prize. So
bronze, unusual first place trophy.
Yes. Right. So yes. when you look at the when you think of actually what would bring a group, say, from Delaware to come up and to do this, I'm sure, it's obviously good for them, but it's not all about the money, obviously.
That's right. Well, it's to hear other groups sing and then just to be part of an unusual event. And it's not just a local choir walking up and down the street singing carols, but it's choirs from everywhere. And then, hopefully we'll get a good size audience to come in and hear this. And then they'll get to sing for each other at the closing ceremony, too. So that's an incentive. It's and then a lot of events around the weekend before and then that
it's a
night,
whole weekend of events.
I was going to say it's Friday night. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So how does it work? How does it unfold?
Well, Friday night we begin with Christmas tree lighting in Lilac Park, which is a traditional Lenox activity that's been going on for years but is integrated into the festival this year. And then at 6 p.m., Ventford Hall, our Museum of the Gilded Age, has a reception, which will include our second place prize winners last year, the MCLA Allegrettos, which is a great innovative group. So we'll have a reception
hip-hop
there.
Hip-hop carols. That's
that's very cool.
Yeah, we'll have that reception Friday night. Then the caroling takes place practically all day throughout the village and ends with sing-along. And we award the prizes down at Shakespeare & Company at the Bernstein Theater. And then on Sunday, there's also another Dancing at the Mansion event at Ventford Hall Saturday night.
And Santa Land Diaries at Shakespeare
right.
and Company.
Awesome. Special performance. And then on Sunday, we have a gingerbread contest, which takes place at Lenox Library from 1 to 3. And then at 3:15, again at Ventford Hall, there's a children's tea and caroling program that goes on. So there's an entire weekend of festivities, and we hope people come to it.
Now, for the day Saturday, where the actual choirs and choruses will perform, and I assume there's a schedule that people can find out.
It's on the website.
On the website, lenoxcarolingfestival.org.
Okay, and it's throughout the day. So you don't have to compete. It's spread throughout the day.
Yeah, all day long.
Yes, from 11 to 4. And,
right. So, I mean, if you want to see everybody, you can. They're not like dueling.
Absolutely. No, yeah. Well, there are, because there's so many choirs, you do have two at the same time.
Okay.
But everybody performs twice, so you can go from one. And then if you miss the one that's performing at the same time, you can see them later at a different time.
Yeah, so 20 performances. They'll be in front of Casablanca, Mary Stuart, Alter Restaurant, Aviva, Nee James. So they're spread all over the village, and you can go from one presentation to another. So you can spend all day listening to carols, or you can spend 15 minutes listening to carolers and then shop in our shops or have a snack or lunch in one of our restaurants.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It does. It sounds like a lot of fun. As far as the diversity of the music that's being presented, Andrea, give us a sense of what goes into that. I assume that is by design, and you don't want everyone doing the same repertoire. You want different stuff.
Well, part of the fun and excitement about this is I'm not sure what they're going to bring. The only thing we know is that it's going to be a cappella because there's really nowhere to bring a piano or to roll out on a porch somewhere. But
right.
Aside from that, it's up to the conductors to decide the repertoire for each performance.
So when I read that Selected by Choral Leaders ranges from favorite carols to more esoteric music of the Renaissance and medieval periods, so we don't know... you don't know. They say we're an organization and we are going to bring. We have a more modern spin, or we'll look at more Renaissance stuff, or this is our. This is kind of our repertoire. How much of that do you know going in?
Well, the only thing we do know is that we have one group called the Berkshire Hills Sweet Adelines. We have an idea of what they're going to do,
right.
Because they're Sweet Adelines. Then the MCLA Allegrettos is more hip hop, so they'll do that. Mount Everett High School Choir, the choir that won last year, they were all in Renaissance costumes and they did all Renaissance music. So
there's a real diversity.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of everything.
Okay. Andrea and I were the MCs last year, and I went out thinking, well, how many renditions of Silent Night am I going to have to listen to? And I was incredibly surprised by the diversity of the musical offerings. I mean, it was really a hoot.
That's great. And does the public have a say ultimately in who is chosen?
Or? Oh, not only do they have a say, that's very important, the public vote. Everybody in the audience for all the choruses that sing get a ballot, and then they fill it in as to the first, second, and third prize, and that counts as 50% of the total score. The other 50% is the judges' vote. So everybody has to go around filling out a ballot.
Who are the judges?
Oh, the judges are...
These are professionals.
Oh, yes. They're professional musicians, and in one case, a music critic, and his wife, who's a professional opera singer, and then our teacher in town, and then we have someone coming from Boston, too. So we have 5 judges.
That's great.
Yeah.
It has that serious aspect, which is, I think, very important, that these choral groups feel that that they're competing and that they're being judged properly and fairly. And then there's the fun.
Right.
You know, I'm in charge of that part. Andrew's in charge of the serious music.
and one can only assume, since you did it last year, that you learned a lot and you had a great time and said, you know, we'll do it again.
Yes, and interestingly enough, the choirs last year were mostly local groups. Now we only have one or two local groups, and everybody else is from all over the place. So it's fascinating that it just turned out that way this year.
How'd you get the word out?
Well, we advertised through American Choral Directors Association. We used their mailing list and sent out postcards and email blasts, and we showed up at conventions and handed out flyers, and it's people heard about it, and they think it's going to be fun to come for the day from wherever they are coming from and make a trip out of it.
Oh,
the choir
great.
From Delaware is, you know, they're doing the whole thing with a bus and staying overnight and doing
Excellent.
Every activity there.
Yeah. And we're making provision as much as we can. We're helping them to find places to stay. We're getting them discounts and things like that because we want to make it a positive experience for the choral groups as well. And we want to make it a lot of fun for the people who come.
Well, it sounds like a blast. You can find out more information about the second Lennox Caroling Festival that takes place this Friday through Sunday. To learn more, visit the website lennoxcarolingfestival.org, lennoxcarolingfestival.org, and you can find out the schedule of events and when the various groups will be, where they'll be, and again, sounds like just a blast. Andrea Goodman and Richard Wise, I thank you very much for coming in today. Have a fun, fun weekend.
We will. Thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
Perfect, and everything will be great. Again, LennoxCarolingFestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.